neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The way, and his neshama to Olam Elyon, so they took his coffin and they were passing by Sipori, the area after Sipori, and then everybody came out with stick to stop them, because they wanted Rabbi Shimon to be buried in Sipori. The loot and Sipori they were finding. So then the coffin was lifted up automatically in the air and traveled to Miron. Yeah, that's what the Adra brings. That's what exactly happened. Because they wanted such a Kadosh person to be buried in their place. So his Makom, as today we see, is in Miron. So now, Miron is the letters of Rimon. Why? Because the same way that Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh Kodeshim, had to have this Rimonim, this Anarak and Zangule, right? Why? Because that presents that all the Poshe Israel, they still, there is hope for them. So now here we see that the whole purpose of Rashbi Alom Shalom was to be Vakil Modafe, to be Melit Stop, Kolam Yisrael. So we know the story that Gemara Shabbat brings very interesting. Gemara Shabbat, the page that talks about this story, is page 33rd. Lag. He was Niftar in Hilula in his Lag Ba'omer. The page in Gemara also is a Lag. 33, exactly the same number. So now, the reason that he ran away to the Cape, what was it? They were discussing about the Yavan, what they do, what they don't know. So Rabbi David Gerim and this and that. Rabbi Yossi and him. So then they were saying, So now just imagine somebody says, how do you like Los Angeles? What do they say? Fantastic. No? So that was exactly the story was. But Rashi says, what are you talking about? You know what they do? You know, our kids are up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, they come home at 5 a.m. What are you talking about? So now they went and Hilshin after him. So he ran away to the cave. But it's very interesting, because he defended Am Yisrael, he went to the cave for 13 years, and then the Zohar came about. So it's very interesting. In Parashat Kedoshim we learn there's a mitzvah. It says, Ve'ahavta hu? Right. Very nice. So now we have another Ve'ahavta that it says you have to love who? Hashem. Okay, which one is said first? To love your fellow Jew first, or you love Hashem?
Hashem.
You love your
fellow Jew.
Is that mushroom? Should have been said, you have to love your creator first, or your fellow Jew?
Your creator.
Of course. You have to love Hashem first, no?
No.
No, I mean logically.
Logically, yes. Logically. Yeah? Love what Hashem created, you already love Hashem. So if you love your fellow Jew, you already love Hashem.
Yeah, that makes sense. But here we see Tzadok Hashem has a message for us. He says that I didn't tell you to love me first. I tell you to love the one that is sitting next to you. Which is harder?
The one sitting next to you.
Sure. Yeah, you know, he gives you headache, you know, moves around, you know, he doesn't come, he comes. You know, sometimes he's achmu, sometimes he's happy, you know.
Sometimes slow, sometimes fast.
Fast, slow, yeah.
Always love
him. Oh, yeah, I'm a parvando. See, Rashvi Alav Shalom, as we see, he was near, buried in Miron. Why? Because the message of the Rimon. What is the message of Rimon? That many times we say, ah, he's posheya, he's not good, he's a sinner, forget it, Dereshkon, you know, don't waste your time. But he says, no, today, you know, the Nisim and Niflaot, even today, that happens, the stories and stories and stories and stories, that it's an unbelievable story that people went to Miron. You will not believe what the miracles took place.
Many miracles, it happens.
Yeah. Exactly. Why? Why? Because he had a midah that another Yehudi comes first. You know what it is to leave your family and run away and put yourself in such a danger. You know the whole circumstances to be all the way down in the sand. To eat, water, and care for 13 years. You know what that is? For why? Because he had such a love for Am Yisrael. As you know, he was the Gilgulav, Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, the Nitzosav, as it says, Adita Lamorom Veveta Shevi. Shevi means Gerogan. Shevi. It's Rashi Tevot, Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe Ben Alav Shalom went to Shamayim, brought the Nitzotzav, Rashi Alav Shalom. The same way, Moshe Ben Alav Shalom ran away from Misraim because he protected another Yehudi. He went to Midian, right? We see Rashi did the same thing. You know, in the morning, it's very interesting. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Pogayah, Ivrim. Baruch Ata Hashem, Matir, Asurim. Baruch Ata Hashem, Zogef. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shasa. What happened? One more time. Pogayach Ivrim. Matir Asurim. Zogev Kefufim. You have to say, Shasalanu Sorkenu. No? No, no. My point here is, how come all the brachot is plural, one bracha is
single?
You notice this?
Most days.
No, I mean, you notice that.
Most days.
Why is it like this? Motajin. Taruf mekani yom tesh. How come the blessing that is mayahtaj is mufrad? Everything is plural. Malbish arumi, right? Pogayah ivrim, matir asurim. Habamte?
No.
Lama kol habrachot lashon rabim?
Yeah,
lashon rabim, kol habrachot. Sha'asa nisor kiz yachid. Lama? Right? Sa'atamde? Now here we learn very important lesson, and that is, Yehudi can say, thank you Hashem, I appreciate, I don't know what, how to thank you, because you take care of me. But you cannot say, he's okay also. That means, for your needs, you can say, I'm okay. But for another Yehudi, you have to worry about him. You have to worry about him. That's why we don't say, Shasa la nu sorkeinu. Say, Shasa ni sorki, yeah, I'm okay. But the other one, how do you know he's okay? You don't know. So that means, this is your beauty. This is your hitchayibut. I always think what another Yehudi might need. What does he need? You cannot say, oh, he's okay, he's okay, he's okay. It's very interesting. Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zechuto Maran Aleinu, Harav says every midah has positive and negative, right? Anger. You should not get angry, but sometimes, you know, people, they don't behave. So he doesn't, you know, so you get a little zarachesh, right? Right, every midah has a positive point. So Harav asks to be kofer, no? Kofer. So does it have a positive point too or not?
Yeah.
What? Kafar.
Kafar positive,
Ah, so now he explained. Somebody comes to you, knocks on your door. Knocks on door. Say, can you help me? Right? What do you tell him? Allah is not serving me, okay. He says, no, you have to be kafar. You have to be kofir. Don't tell him Bezad Hashem. Help him. Don't tell him Bezad Hashem. And that moment, you have to be, kofir. Why? Because you should not exempt yourself from your responsibility by telling him, oh, everything is going to be okay. So he says that you have a chiyuv, a duty, v'ahavta l'racha kamocha. So that's why Rabbi Akiva came about and said, this is klal gadol v'torah. Klal gadol v'torah. That means the whole base of the whole Torah. Whatever you do, you put on tadin, tefillin, tefillah, shabbat, it's all and all and all based on what? ואהבת לרעך כמוך, כמוך ממש, כמוך. Just like yourself, as we spoke about it, that you always defend yourself, you're always right, you want everything the best. So the same way, you have to treat another Yehudi. And that's what exactly the whole Hilula today is. We're celebrating a Hilula, a Tanai Eloki HaKadosh. Why? Because he cared about another Yehudi. And that's why we have the Zohar. Why? Because that was the whole cause. And that's what we have to follow. That's what we have to make it a habit. What another Yehudi needs. And that's what exactly we remind us every morning. Shasal li, kol tzorki, yeah, I'm okay. Follow the others. And that's what we don't say it in a plural form. And Hashem yizakenu b'zchuto, nizkeh b'zad Hashem b'geula shelema.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.